closer to the event. And we got plenty of great stuff coming up. The kitchen's open, starting off our next hour right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is expected to issue a mass pardon any moment now of more than 175,000 low-level marijuana convictions in one of the most sweeping acts of clemency involving the drug, now widely approved for recreational use. Former President Donald Trump has a meeting scheduled at Mar-a-Lago today with House Speaker Mike Johnson. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Trump has offered to help campaign for embattled House Republicans, and he's seeking their help in investigating President Biden, President Biden's family, and pressing the issue of border security.
A new Biden ad campaign targets Mr. Trump's felony convictions. The cause of California's biggest wildfire of the season is under investigation. CBS's Carter Evans is northwest of L.A. in Gorman.
We've got a red flag fire warning in effect at least until this afternoon. We've got the high winds continuing, that low humidity. It makes perfect fire conditions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are turning up the pressure on the U.S. Secret Service to move the Republican National Convention protest zone farther away from Fiserv Forum. Senator Ron Johnson on WYSN-TV's Up Front.
I am concerned about outside agitators being bussed in and then being put in a protest zone, you know, literally right next to where convention goers are going to be passing by, you know, a block away from the convention site. That needs to be moved.
The Republican National Convention is July 15th through the 18th in Milwaukee. The world's largest tubing festival was held over the weekend in Wisconsin. The Fat Far in Chippewa Falls celebrated 35 years this year. Thousands of people take their tubes, kayaks, and canoes down the Chippewa River every Father's Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Cranberry Blossom Festival is this week in Wisconsin Rapids. The Tart and Tasty Fun kicks off on June 20th and runs through June 23rd. The Grand Rapids Lions Club is hosting the Spectrum Carnival all 4 days. Admission is free and parking is $3. New this year is a mobile escape room, Escape from Within. Saturday's Music Fest includes local band The Alternators and features the Spicy Thai Band. Mambo Surfers are at McMillan Library on Thursday and Barefoot Americans at Downtown on Tap on Friday. Don't miss traditional favorites including Chalk It Up, Cinema Under the Stars, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts Fair, Parade, and the Duck Derby. The parade is Sunday from noon to 2, starting at the Southwood County YMCA, heading along Grand Avenue and across the bridge to 9th Street South. Don't miss the 19th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 20th through the 23rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. For tonight, partly cloudy and 70, slight chance of a storm. Mostly sunny and warm for Tuesday with highs near 90. Chance of storms Tuesday night, lows of 70. 80 with storms on Wednesday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And all of you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the company. We got good things lined up for you this hour. We're getting into a little bit of entertainment in a little bit and plenty more. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, our kitchen show featuring today trends from 2024. Oh. Now, this article comes to us from National Geographic, and it was written in January, so we're almost 6 months through the year, so we're going to talk through these 13 different trends and see if they've actually happened.
Oh, I love very that. Cool. Oh, that's very cool. Shout out to National Geographic, yeah. too. One of my favorites.
Great organization.
Oh, yeah. It's a great magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the big, giant collections our parents used
to
have? Oh, my
gosh.
Grandparents?
Well, you knew someone who had a giant collection of
my
National
grandfather.
Geographic.
Yep. And I loved going through those. I loved going through those as a kid, yeah.
My favorite one was the Titanic edition because it had the fold-out pages. You could see the whole Titanic.
Oh, wow. Oh, that I don't remember that one.
That's cool.
Oh,
yeah. That is very
Some
cool.
Some of the greatest photos ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Those
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Titanic looks far different now.
It sure does. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about these trends. So one of the first ones, to lead this off, some of these trends are because of the high food costs and rising rents and, you know, the increase in costs of everything. So they were predicting that this year we would go kind of back to basics and be a little more frugal, I guess,
okay.
is a way of saying.
Yeah.
So number one food trend for 2024 is the fig leaf.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay. Now, the fig leaf is not actually, you can't eat it raw, which is just kind of funny. Mm. But apparently this is the new must-have ingredient for chefs. It's being used in everything from ice cream to curry.
Hmm.
It has a sweet, creamy, herbaceous flavor that can be infused into oils and dairy or even made into syrups as a cocktail ingredient. This one gentleman, Simon Rogan, created a fig leaf parfait with white chocolate and mint. There is a place in East London that serves oysters dressed in a fig leaf mignonette.
Mm. Wow.
Which is a sauce.
Yep.
I had to look it up.
I didn't know either. I didn't know either. Yeah. I was just going to be quiet.
Yeah, like that, I no, yeah. I don't remember yeah. though that is.
Now, there's a bar called Nipperkin, which is just a fun name.
That's
for
a
awesome.
Great name. Oh, yeah.
Has a fig leaf and butter cocktail.
Oh, interesting.
And there's even a bottled fig leaf Negroni that you can take to drink at home.
There was it seems like it wasn't that long ago. There was a time where it felt like they were putting truffles in everything.
Mm-hmm.
This just reminded me a little of this, only obviously on the opposite end of expense.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes, because fig leaves are apparently easy to forage if you live in an area where they grow.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
So
all right,
this the new... Well, no, they don't do that with bay leaves, but
so,
yeah.
I don't know that as far as are these trends actually happening 6 months into the year and everything. I don't know that I've seen that much of that, mm-mm. but
I have not yet to see a fig leaf on a menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. We'll have to see. Maybe it'll take a little longer to get going.
Yeah.
Or to make it over here to the U.S.
because
a lot
true.
Of this is talking about U.K. restaurants. But,
okay.
You know, I mean, all connected.
Definitely. And you talk about something that all the time trends happen over there that get picked up here that we don't even know about.
Right.
Like it's one thing when they grab a BBC or a game show and bring it over here. We usually hear about those things, but all these other kinds of trends tend to not hear that stuff. So
yeah.
There's a
cultural exchange that still goes on between the two
good
nations.
Point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So number two, hot sauce is heating up.
Ooh, getting hot.
Oh, I believe that.
So there's been a huge increase in demand for hotter hot sauce. At Waitrose, sales are up 55%, while independent specialist retail Hop Burns and Black report a huge 94% rise.
Whoa!
Yeah. So
that's
the trends
a chunk.
Of using, the trends of using hot sauces in home cooking for a quick flavor hit is really increasing, and the desire to explore flavors from around the world. Now, retailers attribute a large part of the craze to the success of YouTube's show Hot Ones.
Okay. Yeah, I was waiting for this.
Celebrities are interviewed while they eat chicken wings doused in a succession of sauces that get progressively hotter.
And not just celebrities, everybody, but if there's an A-list celebrity that you've been trying to get on your show, this is what you need to do, because everybody is on this show. Everybody.
Oh,
people
my gosh.
That never do interviews are doing this show. It's incredible. It's the weirdest thing. Everybody wants everybody worth their salt is telling their agent, get me on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then as
Which
soon
is
as they're
funny.
As soon as they're on the show, they're firing their agent, like Conan O'Brien did. Like, you are fired. What did you do to me here? Why did you do this to me? Like not really firing them, but
yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's a really unique show. I'm not a huge fan, mm-hmm. but I like the attempt, and I love seeing so many of these celebrities who you never see in uncomfortable situations, like wanting to do this.
Yes. Literally sweating on camera.
Yeah. Like there is no acting going on here. There's they're trying
maybe
their
the
hardest.
Beginning.
Mm. Yeah, maybe in the beginning. Yeah, right.
As the show goes on.
I wonder, I feel like though, and look, I am the last person that notes these things or can note these things, but it does seem like the trend started before the show. It felt mm-hmm. like the show was hitting on a trend that was early going, and this kind of, you know, engulfed it.
Or just the timing was just right. Like, it happens sometimes.
Sure, yeah, it might have been that too.
It's one of those things, yeah.
Yeah, but which one is it? The one chip challenge that ended up getting pulled because people were actually like dying.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been taken too far this year.
I can't think of a sillier. Well, there's some silly ways to go,
They may not let you into heaven for that.
I don't know.
What were you doing? That's so dumb. What?
Well,
no.
I mean, it seems like on the nose to let you into hell. I mean, like it's hot.
You like hot stuff? Yeah, guess what?
Feels too on the
Here
nose.
You go.
Feels
Here
like
All right, let's move on. Number three, listening bars and restaurant crossovers.
Hmm.
So this one I could get behind. So instead of just, you know, the chef's playlist of the 1980s tunes that keeps diners entertained, increasingly music and high-spec sound systems are being put front and center of the dining experience.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that's really interesting. And that's apparently cool. There's somebody knocking on my door. So, could you guys talk about whiskey for a moment? I'll
talk
right
amongst
back.
Yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves. The Panama Canal is not in Panama nor Canal. Discuss.
The vicissitudes of working from home.
I was actually going to jump on this one.
Okay, let's go.
Because one of the things that stands out to me about this is it's not just the movie theater industry that is trying really hard to get you to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's restaurants are trying to bounce back from the pandemic.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants.
And inflation.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking your fancier restaurants. Mm-hmm. We're talking your 4 or 5 star restaurants that are looking to do this more. So I've actually heard in the Chicago area, you're seeing more piano bars being brought back.
Oh, wow.
You're seeing some
piano
of that.
Piano bars are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, I love them. I love
good
piano bar.
Yeah.
When
love
you get a dueling pianos, that is so fun to experience.
Not the same thing, but a little similar to what we're talking about here, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sorry to interrupt your talking amongst yourselves.
No, that's all right.
I was trying to keep the conversation going while setting you up.
Well done. I mean, you're kind of a pro at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're moving on to number 4 is World Whiskey.
World Whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's time to expand your horizons beyond the big 4, Scotland, Ireland, America, and Japan.
Oh.
So the Young Turks of the whiskey world can be found in New Zealand, the Nordic nations, France, and Italy.
Mm.
Huh.
Whiskey worldwide. How about that?
Huh. So just some different things to try, aging techniques, modern distilling processes, and crucially, celebrating provenance.
Mm.
Interesting. Oh, I would definitely try those. Mm-hmm. I would definitely try those. I like the idea of trying that. Huh.
Yeah. Number 5 is restaurant to retail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so this
yeah.
is where they're looking to bring in new new revenue streams.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to have more options. So they're selling their bottling up their like plum pickle ketchup and burnt chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up their sauces or their dressings right there at their restaurants. And they're also selling them in some Whole Foods markets.
Mm.
Yeah. This is something that we're going to see a lot of going forward.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Absolutely.
You've seen this before from like the bigger chains and stuff, like, you know, like Buffalo Wild Wings or, you know, Applebee's, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if like local places that have a famous whatever, you know, will be like, yay, let's bottle this up, sell it at local, you know, farmer's market or at the local grocery store or whatever.
One of the greatest days for me was as a single person in my first apartment and everything, going to the grocery store and seeing in the grocery store in the frozen section, White Castle hamburgers.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
I saw them, and I swear to you, I heard angels sing.
The other one, the only thing that's going to keep red lobster alive are the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
There you go, store. Right? Yeah.
Those, like, Red Lobster will be gone for 20 years and those things will still
be out there.
Yeah, in the stores. Yeah. All right. So number six, cool beans. Beans, I have really made a, listen to this statistic. Their butter beans and chickpeas are flying off the shelves. They have increased in sales in the last year 650%.
Whoa.
Wow.
650% increase in sales.
Wow. Wow.
Well, the reason for this is beans and pulses, which includes like peas and things like that, they tick a lot of boxes in the current economic climate. They're cheap, versatile, and nutritious, being low in fat and high in protein. They're also, the popularity is part of a wider trend of smashed veg and pulses as restaurants and diners seeking out alternative toast toppings to the environmentally problematic avocado.
Oh, yeah. Now that makes a lot of sense.
My crusade is finally paying off. Beans are the greatest thing ever. I love beans. Put them in anything. I love them.
They're awesome. And they are awesome. They don't need to be boring.
Mm-mm.
You can, let's see, at Bambi, there are braised butter beans with kale and goat's curd.
Ooh, interesting.
Well, hot newcomer Leo's has white beans with cockles, lemons, and olive oil on the menu.
I'd try it.
I'm going to back off of this one because I have not. The only beans I like are jelly beans. That's it.
You're missing out.
I've been told.
Have you tried them all, James?
No.
There's lots of different kinds of beans, you know.
There's a lot of them.
I should.
Okay, now this one I've never actually heard of. It's number seven, and it's called Petnat. Petulant Naturel. Petnat is its cute nickname. It's traditionally made semi-sparkling wine that's bottled while it's still fermenting. So it's apparently growing popularity in fashionable wine bars. It's hazy, fruity, and generally low in alcohol.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, number eight, I like this one. And you can experience this if you go to Wisconsin Dells to the Lumberjack restaurant. Big sharing dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Family style.
Yeah, yes, I was waiting for this one.
More family style. Mm-hmm. So, now I would definitely try some of these. So, like a huge plate of Peruvian beef stew topped with fries, served with scallion pancakes.
Whoa!
I'm in. Or a whole roast chicken.
All right.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah. Oh. So going old school.
It offers value for money for the diner, simplified service for the kitchen, and an attention-grabbing visual for social media. It's easy to see why these centerpiece dishes are catching on.
That makes sense.
Well, and I some of us may know about this. This idea actually started from all of my ex-girlfriends, where I would order something and like, can I just try a little of that? It's all my fries are gone.
It's like those restaurants now that have those menus with your girlfriend's not hungry.
Yes.
That's good.
That is good. Yeah. That is really good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Your order comes with an extra of
just
this,
a little
this
extra here. Yeah.
All right. Number nine is classic gins and modern martinis.
Okay.
So the martini is about as classic as they come, but the cocktail is fashionable again. So it's enjoying a cultural moment on social media. But I thought this was interesting. So there's this particular Bilbao martini contains a drop of anchovy oil.
Hey, okay, interesting.
So these are savory martinis. At El Nico, there's a tomato martini with sun-dried tomato, infused vermouth, and basil oil.
Interesting.
There's a new Peruvian restaurant that offers one-sip martinis served in shot glasses.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then these ones, Everclear and Hawksmoor, are serving martinis at sub-zero temperatures straight from the freezer.
Oh.
So it's a pre-bottled martini encased in a block of ice at minus 20 degrees Celsius, which is then chiseled out by the bartenders for each order.
Whoa.
Well, that must take a while.
Yeah.
I hope they've got a skill. I mean, like,
break.
Oh, no.
We're going to start over.
Yeah.
Your order will be a while.
Yes. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's a little interesting. Now, this one, I think we're already doing this. Number 10, Posh hash browns.
Mm. Posh.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
So they're being seen with increasing frequency on restaurant menus, but don't just expect to see a crisp golden brown triangles on your plate. Chefs are giving them a serious upgrade. So picture this, oblong hash brown topped with whipped cod's roe and cacio? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Or the Dover has a hash brown snack topped with caviar.
No, I can see that. Yeah.
The Dorian in Notting Hill embellishes crisp fried potatoes with crab.
Ooh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. And now there's, at this other one, Seven Dials Market offers three different hash brown shapes to choose from, so you can choose your shape, along with a whole host of toppings from sriracha mayo and parmesan to crispy onions and nori flakes.
Those all sound delicious, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this also
pretty much anything on potatoes.
Yeah, basically.
This also sounds like one of those things where I'm embarrassed to say it, so I'm just pointing to it, the waiter.
That.
I can't say this word. Could I want this?
Question for you, James. Do you like hash browns?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a form of potato that's not french fries that you'll eat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always forget about that when I'm mentioning that, like that I like fries or potato chips or something. But I do like hash browns.
Yeah, my oldest just discovered, quote unquote, discovered hash browns.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't had them in forever. And he's like, oh, these are so awesome. It's
yeah.
And there's a range of how hash browns are made.
Absolutely.
That make them good. Like, I have a friend who will send them back to the kitchen multiple times until they are crispy enough.
I love them crispy. That's, I got it. I don't like a soft one. I don't like a soft hash brown already. I want to be able to build on it. I want to be able to, like, put
I must
stuff
be like a
it.
Like a dump truck, because I'm like, I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
That's the way I am.
My brother's the same way.
About it. They just need to be done.
Yeah.
Like, if they're still a little raw in the middle.
That then, well, yeah.
That just
I'm with you.
That just makes you rational. That's all. That's all.
What? All right, number 11, mushrooms as meat.
Mm.
So the market for fake meat seems to be plateauing amid an increasing wariness of ultra-processed food. So natural alternatives are back on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms have, like, been used by vegetarians as a meat substitute for decades.
Decades, yep.
Mm-hmm. So apparently the king oyster mushrooms are ruling the day. I've never had them.
I don't know if I've had them either, to tell you the truth.
Thick-stemmed and meaty texture of this particular fungi appeal to chefs who are using it to create everything from mushroom scallops to panko-crusted rings of calamari.
Ooh, oh, wow. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds so good.
Yeah, and there's another restaurant in Notting Hill called the Holy Carrot, which will complete with king oyster mushroom wings as a crispy, gluten-free, spicy coating and served with miso butter.
Yummy. I'm there.
I don't know. Miso butter. I just like saying that. I don't even care.
Like, and I know you hate mushrooms, but if you couldn't tell, like if you thought it was actually a chicken wing, would you eat it, James?
Yes. And it wouldn't be the first time. I say tricked lovingly. I've been tricked before by that one and have been very surprised by it. Like, I did not.
In a good way.
Yes, in a very good way. I would eat it again. Yeah.
Oh, I love mushrooms. The more the better. Yeah.
Mm. All right. So number 12. Lower alcohol wines.
Uh-huh.
So the trend for lower alcohol drinks is growing ever stronger, with no low beers and gins in particular hitting new heights. So the UK duty change has made this more attractive, because wines with a lower ABV, the price difference is a lot.
Yeah.
So an 8% wine is only £1.49. Where an 11.5% is like $2.67.
Wow. That's a big difference.
It's a big difference in price.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you get the same volume.
Right.
See, there you go. Yeah.
You know, I always thought wines were, in general, were supposed to be a little bit like between 8 and 10. But all the ones I've been seeing recently are like 13 14, and 15. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of alcohol for wine, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to drink it in smaller amounts.
Mm-hmm.
That percentage is practically what, a sherry?
It's getting close to like a really fortified wine.
The malt liquor industry has taken over the wine industry.
So the only caveat with these lower alcohol wines is that they tend to be generally sweeter.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay, and number 13, savory French toast.
Here we go. All
right. So classic French toast swimming in maple syrup is a brunch stalwart. But your weekend brunch, it might likely feature a savory version of the dish. So picture Parmesan French toast with Dijon mustard and Worcestershire sauce.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
At dinner, as it is for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
There's another restaurant, number 33 in Norwich, that tops French toast with mushrooms and spinach in a creamy brie sauce with Parmesan, crispy onions, and balsamic.
Sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm. I would try that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then here's another one with cherry tomatoes, garlic, thyme, poached eggs, lebna, I don't know what that is, and pickled onions, finished with a drizzling of hot honey.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fascinating sounding thing. Wow.
Ooh, great.
I'm going to do a shout out to my cousin who owns a waffle restaurant up in Superior, Wisconsin. Superior Waffles, if you're ever in the area,
oh,
by the
nice.
Way.
Nice, nice name.
They do a lot of that too. Lots of savory waffle kind of things there. And it's actually quite popular. So
yeah, I mean, you. I like savory oatmeal. So that doesn't seem weird to me.
You can do it.
Need
Lebna
more.
Is a delicious dip.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
It's from the Middle East. It's made with strained. You know, here I'm not going to be able to find it. Like strained yogurt.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So, that was fun, Melissa. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Fun.
Well, we will have another version of this next week with, I don't know, something different for the Kitchens Open. Thank you for joining us today for another episode. If you would like to become a sponsor, please contact Pam at the front office, 715-424-1300. The number almost escaped me for a moment.
we encourage you to be a part of the team here, sponsor this amazing part of the show inside the show, the award-winning Kitchens Open segment. Yep. Do you want to send a shout-out to Joel Porter, too, for the nice reporting, nice work on that article? Nice one. Yeah. You can find it at nationalgeographic.com. Encourage you to do so. We will take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here at the morning show on WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. For tonight, partly cloudy and 70, slight chance of a storm. Mostly sunny and warm for Tuesday with highs near 90. Chance of storms Tuesday night, lows of 70. 80 with storms on Wednesday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Going to get into a couple of quick things entertainment-wise, and the rest of our topics we'll get into after our news break. Want to hit that right around our normal time slot that we usually do so the listeners get that news they want so bad. I wanted to start right here, though, because really entertainment-wise, there was a big story over the weekend. I don't know how many people saw this, but Pope Francis Jesus hosted more than 100 comedians from around the world at the Vatican on Friday.
Wow.
Nice.
That's cool.
The U.S. contingent included Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Conan O'Brien, Jim Gaffigan, and Tig Notaro.
Wow.
And he told them that mocking the supreme being is not a sin. Ooh. If you do it right.
Oh.
Quote, it's okay to laugh at God just as we play and joke with those we love. But he added that it's not okay to make fun of religious believers.
Yes.
He also told them, quote, remember this. When you manage to bring intelligent smiles to the lips of even a single spectator, you also make God smile.
Aww. Look at that.
This is something I have believed in my I got from my Nana. I can't remember what the joke was or something like that, but it was somebody made a joke about God or something, and my Nana laughed. And my Nana is the most religious person that I had ever known, so I was surprised by this. And my Nana looked at me and said, "Well, Jimmy, who do you think made laughter?"
That's a good point.
And if you can make him laugh, well, that seems like a pretty good thing. Right. And making other people laugh is something that makes him laugh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why would you not want to do these things? To which I would go on a run of really bad jokes that a 10-year-old would make.
Of course.
And be corrected right away.
But that's not what I meant.
This is another one of those things that Pope Francis, while I am, this is not my religion or anything, one of my top three people that I would love to talk to is Pope Francis, and in part because of things like this. He is changing so many things and growing the game so much that I admire and I appreciate, and that we need more out of leaders, especially religious leaders.
Seems like he's really broken the mold for
in a lot of ways, he has.
He has busted through a lot of the gray areas. He's talking about, he's saying the quiet parts out loud. Mm-hmm. He's doing a lot of different things that I think almost anybody can get behind, again, whether it is your religion or not.
Mm-hmm. We're not spoken of or about in the Catholic religion previous to now.
And if you get a chance, check out what my old boss had to say about this, because Conan O'Brien had quite the experience. Quite the experience over there. Good on Pope Francis for this. I encourage you to check out more about that, everybody.
Engaging. It's awesome.
Yeah. I do want to take a note real quick that What the Muppet premiered. We had an episode premiere today.
All right.
And I just want to send a really quick shout out to not only all of our subscribers and everybody that is into the show, but we had a bunch of this episode that dropped today, Muppet Memories. It's just us reading emails from viewers and such. Oh. And their first interaction and how they came across the Muppets.
So sweet.
We had a lot of fun with this one. I want to thank everybody for sending those in to us.
Yeah.
And if you are a fan of the pod, you should keep in mind we only have one episode left of season one. Brie and I last week recorded. Brie, yes, it is the longest season ever. 46 episode season.
Wow.
Brie and I recorded the last episode last Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was emotional but fun.
Yeah.
And we do have a season two coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be even more exciting and more jam packed than the last. And we've got a lot lined up for it.
You might want to shorten it just a little, though.
You
might have to do that.
That is all that is on Brie's mind. It is driving her crazy that it lasted this long. I cannot wait for it. We're looking forward to it. And we hit over 1 million subscribers last week. And that is, did I say a million? I meant 1,000.
Oh, I was going to say a million. Holy mackerel. But dude, 1,000.
Still 1,000.
That's amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
We are very, very humbled by this.
That's
and
very
appreciate,
cool, though.
Appreciate it.
In your mind, obviously, those thousands feel like a million.
Feel like a million.
I am so embarrassed right now. I cannot even begin to tell you guys. I'm turning red over here.
That's all right.
I did not mean to overstate it.
Thank you
to everybody out there. We'll talk some more local. We've got some great local things going on. I want to talk about some local theater play coming up. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I want to talk about a virtual town hall meeting. We'll do that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR. Coming up, your news. Be sure to stick around for all of that, everybody. Where did it go? My computer's moving around
on me.
No. There it is.
There it is.
There we go. Hey, state and local news coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scam artists are calling business owners in Wisconsin pretending to be from the Public Service Commission. The PSC's 800 number even shows up on your caller ID when they call, but it's a scam. Consumer protection professionals say the PSC is a regulatory agency, not a utility company, and they don't call businesses demanding payments. A state Supreme Court ruling last week means local clerks can be flexible about where they put early voting sites. Locations just can't favor one major party or the other. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
They face a lot of difficulties trying to find sites that are available. You know, they're often repurposing a church or a school or a community building.
The court also ruled that early voting vehicles are still banned. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day is tomorrow. Thunderstorms can develop quickly. Ready Wisconsin says if you can hear thunder, lightning is close enough to strike nearby. The safest thing to do is head indoors. 14 people were killed by lightning in the U.S. last year. The safest place is to seek shelter inside a sturdy, enclosed structure, such as a house. Get out of open areas and stay away from bodies of water, such as lakes or rivers. Never take cover under a tree. If you're inside a vehicle, avoid touching metal surfaces. While indoors, don't touch anything connected to an electrical outlet and don't touch water, including plumbing. Stay away from windows and doors and wait at least 30 minutes before going back outside. If someone is struck by lightning, call 911 immediately. Start CPR if you are trained and certified. Don't be afraid to touch them. The human body cannot hold an electrical charge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers with another series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers win a thriller 5-4 before a sold-out AmFam Field on Father's Day. It's the eighth time in a row the Brewers have beat the Reds in a series. Willie Adames with another dramatic home run in the sixth to take the lead on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras at second, Yelich at first. And Adames in the center field. He is watching. This one is back. And the Brewers take the lead.
Really thought they were going to attack me with the fastball because last time I faced him, he was throwing me a lot of fastballs in. So I just tried to get a pitch closer to me and, you know, I wasn't looking for it, but I recognized it and, you know, put the barrel on it.
That's Willie Adames. The crew in Anaheim tonight to take on the Angels. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau held on to win his second U.S. Open by beating Rory McIlroy.
I was a little lucky. Rory didn't make a couple putts that he could have coming in. I had an amazing up and down in the last. It's a dream come true.
That's Bryson DeChambeau. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for ACW Wrestling Night June 22nd. Enjoy the thrill of pregame wrestling matches featuring former WWE wrestler and Wisconsin native Hornswoggle. An autograph session follows. But if you purchase a VIP package, you'll get ringside seating, a guaranteed autograph, and a ticket to the game. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and ACW Wrestling Night on June 22nd.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. For tonight, partly cloudy and 70, slight chance of a storm. Mostly sunny and warm for Tuesday with highs near 90. Chance of storms Tuesday night, lows of 70. 80 with storms on Wednesday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic start to your Monday. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Got some local theater I wanted to remind everybody about. Coming up this week, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat will be hitting the stage. Looking forward to this. This is, of course, a part of the Playhouse Theater Group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can check out the Playhouse Theater Group. Check out them out at their website. And certainly check out the ability to get these tickets, too, from there, everybody, because this is an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a classic show. But the cast that they got for this one is incredible. Be sure to check this out. Get your tickets and more at PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com, PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. Buy local, support the arts, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And I wanted to take a moment as well to talk about our virtual town hall meeting. WFHR WIRI's virtual town hall is coming up this Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
It's this week.
Yes, it's here, finally.
Yeah. We are very excited about this one. Working over the weekend with Sage and Jorge a little bit more about this one. Dotting our I's, crossing our T's, all of that. If you would like to be a part of this, we encourage you to get us your email, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Get us your email so we can send you the link so that you can join our virtual town hall. This is an opportunity for you to talk to us. No middleman, no waiting for us to respond to an email or any of that. It is just straight up you talking with us and us discussing what you want, not only from our radio station, but from our upcoming newsletter.
Yeah, that's the big thing that we're working on right now, trying to fill a little bit of a gap, a news gap that we have in the area. And I think that's why it's so important we get everyone's feedback. What do you want us to cover? What do you want us to talk about in that?
One thing that I know that can happen when not only with a company like ours, where there's a lot of things that lead into the other, or things that where we're playing here on this here at WFHR in Central Wisconsin, and maybe it's a station out of Milwaukee or a station that's covering Madison News or something. That happens. Mm-hmm. And it happens not just with our station, with every single station under the sun. This is going to happen. But what we want to do with this is, okay, well, when we're on the air or when this newsletter is coming out, we want Central Wisconsin. We want to hit that.
Yes.
What is important to you here in Central Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. We could easily fill a newsletter with no problem with what's important to Seth, Melissa, and I. That'd be really easy to
do.
Or with general Wisconsin news.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But we want this to be as specific and detailed as we can make it to our particular areas.
And within our capabilities.
Yes. Thank you, Melissa, for keeping me from overdoing this. Too far. We're going to go with what exactly on your mind. But we're excited about this. And if you're going to miss out on the opportunity, don't worry. I do believe that it is going to be recorded, so you'll be able to check it out later.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, our door is always open. You can reach out to any of our staff anytime with any feedback you have. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. My teammates here, their emails are very similar.
Yep.
Melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
And since I'm the only Seth, just Seth@civicmedia.us. I might make it easy for everybody.
But just because your last name is so weird.
Yeah.
Reach out to us, whether it is you want to be a part of the virtual town hall meeting to get us your email so that we can send you the link for that, or if it is just feedback you want to get to us. We'd love to hear that.
But if you can't attend the virtual town hall, you can tell us what you want to see in the newsletter just by going to WFHR.com/newsletter.
That's right.
Got an email from a listener this weekend, and I opened it up, and all it was keep doing what you're doing.
We'll take it.
Encouragement, for sure.
20-some years, I think I've gotten that email once, like twice, maybe. That was pretty cool.
You're talking about little victories, man. Yep. There you go.
But we encourage you to be a part of this, and we're very, very excited, not only to do this, but more things like this. Over the next couple of months, next year, we're looking forward to doing more and more in-person events and being out there in the public more and some of that.
Love hearing from you.
Yes. As Sage keeps reminding us.
We're doing this. Sorry, Seth.
That's all right. As Sage keeps reminding us, we're a media company. We're not civic radio. We're media.
That's
so
true.
We want to get everything. We want to incorporate as much
facets
as we can. That's right.
Be on the lookout not only for this exciting thing, but of course, we're going to be having a afternoon lineup change coming up want your feedback on. More on that tomorrow. We'll talk more about it then. And we've got something really exciting we're working on with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as far as taking our morning show to YouTube and putting it out there so you guys can
streaming it.
Yeah, take it in that way as well. So we we've got a bunch of different things we're working on here with that, and we want your feedback on it. Again, reach out to us and be a part of the virtual town hall meeting this Wednesday, 6 o'clock. We'll meet you there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wear a suit. No, I'm not going to wear a suit.
Just from the waist up?
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
you
yeah.
do the old ESPN thing. Yeah.
We will get to a timeout. We will come back and have some fun. We've got some good topics to get into. I want to get into this one, the 10 happiest cities in America. We'll talk about that
right.
when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. For tonight, partly cloudy and 70, slight chance of a storm. Mostly sunny and warm for Tuesday with highs near 90. Chance of storms Tuesday night, lows of 70. 80 with storms on Wednesday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you, taking you right to the top of the hour to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, and kicking our week off right. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, we have somebody backing into our building right now, and Seth, they just about ran into us here. I don't know if you can get any closer than that. I don't know who that person is, but that almost became a That Ain't Right story right in our studio.
Live in studio.
Woo,
unfortunately, in studio.
Yeah. We're taking this a little too far, I think. An annual study called the Happy City Index ranks the happiest cities in the world based on everything from economic factors to how good the schools are. A bunch of cities in Europe topped the list this year. Denmark and Germany both have two cities in the top 10.
Okay.
And number one is Denmark's second largest city, Aarhus.
I love that.
This is great. It sounds fun. But one city in the U.S. isn't too far behind. Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis hey. Again. Man.
Shows up at number 18 on the list, and this is around the whole world.
Yeah, they keep popping up into these lists, I'm telling you.
It is the top U.S. City to rank on this
list. Wow.
It's the only U.S. city to get their gold ranking. Ottawa was the only city in Canada to get it.
Okay.
Nice.
According to the results, the 10 happiest cities in America are Minneapolis, Boston, Baltimore, D.C., San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Madison, Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, Rochester, New York, and Portland, Oregon.
Wow. Interesting cities on there. Yeah.
And all over the gamut.
Exactly. All over the country. Yeah.
Right.
East Coast, West Coast, in the middle of the country.
Yeah, were there any really in the South, though?
That's what I was trying to look up. That's what I was trying to find. I don't know if we've just been doing this too long together, Melissa, or what, but I... I've really been trying to pay more attention to our southern cities and southern states and everything. And I did not see.
He's got the master list up here, and he's looking. Yeah,
didn't see one up there. Didn't see one in the top 100. That's for sure. Now, when it comes to their bronze rankings and that, I did not get to go through that entire list. So there might have been some that showed up.
A lot of cities in the world, James.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there really is. and not for nothing, but it does see. We do see some U.S. cities like ranking in here and everything. But I kind of gave you the list of what it was already on there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. The big ones. Yeah.
The big ones toward the top.
One thing not on this list: make your city that. You know, make your city better. Yeah, you can do that.
Get involved.
Yep. You can get involved. You can be a part of things. Encourage you to do so. There's lots of great ways to do that.
Does it matter the size? Does it matter?
Go to your town board meetings. You know, that is the best way to be involved in what's going on in your town.
Engagement.
And a lot of them are online now.
That's true. You can watch it.
They're recorded, so you can go back and watch them.
That's right.
And if you are in the Portland area and trying to make their city better, maybe start with the amusement parks. Because our That Ain't Right story is an interesting one, everybody.
Ooh.
A thrill ride in Portland, Oregon got a little too thrilling on Friday and left over 24 people hanging upside down for close to 30 minutes.
Yeah, scary. No.
It happened at Oaks Park, the oldest amusement park in Oregon. It's been in business since 1905, but the ride itself opened in 2021. Just keep that in mind.
So it's a newer one. All right.
Yeah.
It's called
even more scary.
It's called Atmosphere. Fear, F-E-A-R, as an atmosphere.
Yeah,
It's a pendulum ride that swings 360 degrees while the circle everyone sits in is also spinning.
Wow.
So it's like the Gravitron in the sky, the air or whatever.
Thing. Yeah.
It got stuck pointing straight up, and all 28 people were upside down. Witnesses said they stayed calm for the first few minutes, but then started to panic. Most were apparently high school age.
Oh, no.
I'm sure that they didn't make this dramatic at all. I'm sure they didn't. Officials decided to close the park and announced it over the loudspeaker. Then, while people were filtering out, workers were able to manually lower the ride, which apparently happened quite suddenly. The whole thing lasted about 25 minutes. One person was taken to a hospital as a precaution, but no one was seriously hurt.
Good.
Last we heard, they are still looking into what exactly went wrong.
Well, it stopped. At the wrong place.
Upside down.
Woo.
And how long were they stuck, James?
25 minutes.
25 minutes. That's... Whew.
Okay, now, do you guys and our listeners remember that this just happened in Crandon last year?
Right.
That's right. Yeah. I remember us talking about that. Yes. Yeah.
They were stuck for 3.5 hours upside down.
Oh, that's way worse.
Yeah.
And the reason for it, not to turn your, well, this is a That Ain't Right story, so I will continue. The reason for it is because our fire departments don't have enough volunteers. They don't have the equipment they need, and they had to wait for another fire department to come from further away with the proper equipment to be able to get them down.
Yeah. This is an issue there and in many of our rural areas right now. It's a topic that, thankfully, Melissa has been on and been talking about quite a bit, and I greatly appreciate that, Melissa. I actually, in one of these shows, solo shows that you and I do together, I had this lined up to talk more about. We'll get into this one because this is something that not only here locally and some of our great firefighters we've seen, but in local towns next to ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the issue with first responders and not getting enough people for this and not getting enough funding for it, quite frankly. And the budget and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that Mayor Zacher and I will be talking about next time the mayor is in with us.
Very
It'll
good.
Be coming up,
good.
So looking
good.
Forward
yeah,
to that.
They're hiring at Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department right now, too.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting into this topic more, and I appreciate you any opportunity to bring it up, Melissa. Nicely done.
Mm.
We need a palate cleanser. We'll get to a great good story for you in a second, but first I want to talk about some local things going on, Seth.
In fact, today we'll talk about Networking at Night, this event from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. It is happening today from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Ridges Golf Course, 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. It's open to members, future members, and it's free to attend, of course. Bring a guest to receive one free raffle ticket, because they will have some raffle prizes and appetizers as well. Well, do some networking, everyone. Head out to the Ridges tonight from 5 to 7 to What's the word I'm looking for?
Hobnob with each other.
Well, I was gonna do something bigger than that. It's like expand your horizons. That's what I was gonna say.
There you go. We'll get to some
and
more.
Hopefully, it's inside.
Yes.
We'll get to some more local stuff in a second. First, I want to take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind? Hello.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone. All right.
Darn.
Feel free to call back or call back tomorrow if you'd like, everybody. I wanted to let everyone know that we have these great signs here at the studio. These signs are for combat veterans, and if you'd like to have one in your front lawn, we encourage you to pick one up, or you can one up at militarywithptsd.org. These signs say on them, "Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks."
Mm.
Mm. I would like our community to be one of the first that doesn't need these signs.
Mm.
That is smarter and handles things, unlike children. If you are 5 or 6 years old, probably shouldn't be using fireworks alone.
No.
I will not get mad at you for lighting off fireworks at night. Okay? If you are under the age of 10, I will not get mad at you. If you are over the age of 10 and you are lighting fireworks after night, you are acting like more of a child than others. And you are not doing right by our vets.
Mm.
And that I got an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
I am the number one person you can come to if you are going to be messing with our veterans. I want this to be public, like out there. More and more people to know about this. Not only that these signs exist, but that this is an issue. We shouldn't have had one 4th of July go by. What is the point of the 4th of July? What are we doing? Like, okay, so we all understand what the point of the 4th of July is, right?
Everybody, Independence Day.
There's a fireworks display usually on Independence Day.
Why do we get to celebrate the 4th of July? Why? It's these people.
Right.
It's our soldiers. They're one, if not number one reason, 1A, 1B, whatever you want to say. But it is our soldiers. Mm-hmm. When's the last time a soldier came up to you and asked you for something?
Mm.
Asked you for anything. Like, even the time, like anything. They don't ask nothing of us. As a society, especially as a society, if you are like me and come from a military family, but I have never served, how can I honor a veterans? What can I do? How can I help? I'm just not going to light off some fireworks. Wow, that was really tough. Oh, no, I didn't get to see a firework go up in the sky. I wonder what they look like. You know what they are. When's the last time you've really been blown away by a firework? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. If you're over the
age... That was a bad choice of words, James.
Yeah, it really was. There's better ways to celebrate.
Right.
There's better ways we can do this as a society.
And technically, if they leave the ground, they're not legal in Wisconsin to fire off without a permit.
Right.
I know I am alone. I am very solo on this one and the way I feel about fireworks. I get that. I'm not trying to get rid of fireworks.
No.
What I'm trying to do is get them at the proper time to light them.
That's what I was going to say, is that the city does fireworks, but we all know when and where they are going to do it because they post it months beforehand. This is because what we're talking about is the unexpected ones, okay? That kind of thing. And if not for, you know, and everything James says, absolutely true and right about veterans. Plus, you have neighbors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear it either. So come on, be courteous.
Your neighbor has never woken up at 1 a.m. and be like, wow, I'm glad they lit those fireworks off.
Yeah, right.
It's a selfish act. It's an un-American act, if you ask me. And it goes against everything that this time of year is about.
Mm.
Whether we're talking Memorial Day or we're talking the 4th of July or anything else. We have a couple other things wanted to touch on real quick. Seth, you got one of them?
Yes, we've got tomorrow. It's the opening concert of the City Band.
Yeah.
They've been around for 3,000 years. No, not that long. But they've been around for a really long time, over 150 years, actually. So it's at Robinson Park at 7:30. Go ahead and check that out. Sponsors this week are WWNLC and Renaissance Learning. If there is inclement weather, the backup site is the PAC at the Lincoln High School, just so you know, everybody. If you want more information, go to their website, wrcityband.org, and they'll have stuff about if you're interested in joining or if you just want to know the rest of their schedule or anything like that. This is a great institution that we have here, and it's very cool that we get to keep doing it.
Yeah.
My question is, do they need a tambourine player? Play a main tambourine.
We had the City Band in with us during Midday Magazine, and they do not, I don't know about that, Melissa, but they don't need an air guitar, apparently. Another year I've been turned down on air guitar.
Poor James.
The Great Book Giveaway has one more event lined up, everybody, and it'll be tomorrow at Lester Public Library of Vesper. at 12:30. Be sure to check that out. And check out your local libraries every chance you get and support your night away as best as you can. You can find out more.
Wonderful libraries in our area.
UWSWAC.org, UWSWAC.org, and we'll talk more about the United Way tomorrow as we get ready for United Weekend. That's coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Be sure to meet us at Winterfield for that. We've got some blood drives happening tomorrow and something really fun happening over at Helen's Zoo House. We'll talk about all of those things tomorrow as well and get you ready for it. But I wanted to wrap up. We need a palate cleanser, need a good story of the day. I think I got one for you. And I want to send a big, big thank you to the Associated Press for the reporting on this one. Together, the collective age of the bride and groom was nearly 200, but World War II veteran Harold Terrains and his sweetheart Janine Swerlin proved that love is eternal as they tied the knot two Saturdays ago inland of the D-Day beaches in Normandy, France.
Wow.
Their respective ages, he's 100, she's younger at 96, made their nuptials an almost double century celebration. Wow. Terrence called it the best day of his life.
Mm. Oh, how wonderful.
And he would know.
On their way to the nuptials, the bubbly bride was said to say, it's not just for young people, love, you know. We get butterflies. We get a little action also.
Good on her.
Oh, boom. Mic drop.
And that is the way you wrap up a show, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you, Melissa and Seth. Great show today.
Yeah,
you too, man.
Join Melissa and I tomorrow. We'll have some fun. And you guys be good to each other. Enjoy your day here at the morning, here at WFHR. Will you take it?
This is locally grown.